Grace Vata, now Rector of Defense for Slaughter Key, but always a Vata at heart, looked at the background report on Vata's new senior staff. All of the most promising successors to Stavros and Gerard had been killed in the initial attack on Vata, and two in the next tier had been assassinated while she herself had been busy protecting Helen and the children, setting up the demise of those who had been in on the attack, and managing the day-to-day affairs of Vata. But she had spotted the few likely candidates early on. With the change in government, with no new assassination attempts in the past half year, they were now running Vata's much-reduced business. The Tick Orchards and the on-planet transport services, surface, sea, and air, that moved the Tick harvest to market. For some reason, Grace could not be sure because the ones who knew or might have known were now dead. The attackers had missed Vata's newer installations at the air and spaceports, as well as the two Vata transport ships docked at the planet's commercial orbital station when the attack occurred. One of those had been lost later on its arrival in another port. Only one Vata transport ship remained in contact with Slaughter Key, traveling in a restricted circuit. Now, a new problem had arisen. Vata Transport had one corporate headquarters here on Slaughter Key, where its registered legal presence had been for the past several hundred years. And it had another corporate headquarters on the Moscow Confederation, on Cascadia Station, where Stella had set up her offices. With the system Ansibles out, that had made sense. Had been, in fact, the only way to keep going. But now, with Ansible service restored, at least temporarily, it meant that two head offices were a confusion instead of a godsend. Maxim Vata Termanian, running the local office, seemed to be honest, hardworking, and just barely capable of handling his new job. He was Vata by marriage, had taken the Vata name only after the disaster in which his wife, an accountant at corporate headquarters, was killed. Maxim, a botanist, had been halfway through a 90-day internship at a remote research lab on the far side of the planet that day, working on a project to make tick trees more resistant to follicle rust. When first appointed, he'd expressed doubt that he could do the job, citing his lack of training and his love of research. So Grace would have expected Maxim to be happy for a chance to get back to a lab somewhere and turn over leadership of the company to Stella. But that wasn't proving the case.
I'm not doing that badly, and I'm learning every day. I'm a quick learner.
He was thin, intense, leaning forward into the video pickup, his fingers drumming on the arms of the chair. Grace looked at the pulse in his throat and wondered if he was on something.
Just because Stella's his daughter doesn't mean she should inherit his job. I mean, look at her past. And Stavros made mistakes. If he hadn't, none of this would have happened.
And Maxim would have been just another married-in scientist.
Do you really blame Stavros for what happened? What mistake do you think he made?
He didn't see the threat coming. He didn't know about the charges.
That wasn't his job, Maxim.
Well, putting someone in charge of company security was his job, and he didn't do a very good job of picking whoever it was.
That would be me.
You?
Yes. And before you try to get your foot out of your mouth by saying something else, let me give you a few reality checks. I was not tasked to infiltrate the Slaughter Key government and find out if elements in it were cooperating with off-planet criminals determined to attack Vata headquarters and personnel. If you want to blame me for not knowing that the President, senior officers in Space Force, and others in the administration were involved, fine. Blame me. But that, the collusion of Slaughter Key's government, is what made the attack possible. And continued to make attacks on our people possible until I brought down the government.
Now he was even paler, sitting back away from the pickup, as if to put as much distance between himself and Grace as possible.
You brought down the government?
With some help from others, of course. But yes, the reason you are still alive today is that I acted in Vata's best interests.
Maxim said nothing. Grace waited a long moment.
The job of a corporate security chief is complex enough without considering that a government that's always been friendly and cooperative may be yielding to blackmail or other pressure and becoming hostile. I dealt with internal matters specific to Vata and with long-standing threats from without, such as piracy. The day of the attack, I had a new report to show Stavros. Never had the chance to deliver it.
Well, all right. But that still doesn't mean Stella should be CEO. She's not even here.
No. She's established a successful branch of Vata where she is. Where she started alone, with minimal resources, and now has 16 trade ships up and running, and a very successful manufacturing program for a unique and highly desirable product. Her profit ratio's climbing fast. Yours isn't.
But she's... She's...
Maxim, you don't have the votes. You can either fight and lose what you have, or leave gracefully.
I have more votes than you think. Lots of people don't think Stella would be that good. They remember what an idiot she was.
He still sat back, but with the kind of mulish expression Grace knew meant a mind made up in spite of evidence. It was a shame. He wasn't a bad man, but he would have to learn that in some things, Grace had far more power than showed on the surface. Within a few hours, she had arranged for Stella to vote her shares via Helen, for Helen to be fully briefed on what to do, and had checked up on her other family allies and enemies. On a whim, she looked up Maxim's genetic profile and stared at a sequence now too familiar. Maxim, like Stella, was another of Osman's bastards. He had been placed with a non-Vata family, so he hadn't made it onto her private list.
How did he come to marry a Vata?
She checked further. He had gone to the same university, having grown up in a respectable family. Grace could find nothing wrong with the Termanians on Slaughter Key. She wondered why no one had noticed his gene scan before they married. Everyone had gene scans before marriage to find out if they carried a genetic disease and thus their DNA would need some cleanup surgery. But of course, that was the only purpose of such screening, to find genetic problems. Habit alone made her dig deeper.
Where did the Termanians come from?
Termanian had first shown up in Slaughter Key census records 80 or 90 years before, listing Nexus of all places as their system of origin. Medari Termanian, specialist in industrial colorants and dyes. He'd been recruited by Cossacks Chemicals right out of university. A brother, Isarn, had followed 4 years later to work for the same company. The next generation, born on Slaughter Key, were all involved in science or technology, men and women both. Nothing that looked like an attempt to move into power positions. They had been both lab bench and field scientists, plant managers, that sort of thing. Grace did notice that there was a pattern of adoption, including adoption from relatives back on Nexus. And even then, families were small. In that family, Maxim had seemed to fit. Botany for an agribusiness job.
So, was he adopted from Nexus like others? And how did Nexus come by one of Osman Vata's byblows?
Now that the Slaughter Key Ansible was back up, she could query Nexus's own database for information on the Termanians. There, they were a prominent, wealthy family with strong influence in government and ISC both. A Termanian had been on the board of ISC until very recently. Until, in fact, he'd been shot dead by Rafe Dunbarger for being allied with Louis Parmina. It was beyond belief that an Osman bastard, adopted into the same family that had produced a traitor in ISC, married a Vata girl and ended up safe during the catastrophe, rising to become, even temporarily, CEO of Vata by accident. The only question now was whether Maxim Vata Termanian knew he was a mole. He could have had his implant programmed to hide that from him when he was a child. Still, the important thing was to get him out of his present position and under surveillance, and to comb the databases for any more of Osman's surprises. Grace called Mac Robert on their very private and very secure comm.
Mac!
Problem?
Yes.
Grace explained all the connections.
I'm thinking total surveillance until I can get a quorum together and get him voted out.
You're sure you have the votes and he's sure he has the votes?
Stella's and Kai's shares tip it easily.
But they aren't here.
But Helen is Stella's proxy, and Kai gave permission for Stella to vote hers when she left Stella at Cascadia. Just took care of that.
We put a guard on Helen. I'll do that first. What about your other votes?
Grace sent a data feed of the list.
You don't think I'm being paranoid?
Only as much as you should be. Make sure they all have protection. And I want you to take precautions, too.
More than I am?
Yeah. I'll be at the office before you leave.